It's 7:43 on this West Virginia morning. I'm Xander Alloy. A fledgling effort in the Northern Panhandle wants to help people caught in a substance use disorder find help.
These people know what it's like and how hard the struggle is, but they've made it to the other side, so they're that hope.
That's coming up. This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Xander Alloy. The Appalachian Regional Commission has awarded more than $2 million to expand addiction treatment and recovery resources in eastern Kentucky and southeast Ohio. Aaron Payne reports.
The Appalachian Regional Commission awarded $1.1 million each to the Appalachian Recovery Project in Athens County, Ohio, and the Judy Patton Center for Families Project in Pikeville, Kentucky. The funding comes from the ARC's Power Initiative, which was intended to boost economic development in regions affected by the decline of the coal industry. ARC Federal Co-Chair Tim Thomas says addiction recovery and economic recovery go hand in hand.
There is clearly some correlation between economic distress and substance abuse. So the commission thought it appropriate that we use some of these resources of the Power Program to address this problem.
Thomas was in Athens, Ohio Wednesday to announce the grant as part of an update on the Appalachian Recovery Project, which, like the project in Kentucky, is aimed at helping women with substance use disorder. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Aaron Payne in Athens, Ohio.
The Ohio Valley Resource is made possible with support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and West Virginia Public Broadcasting. First responders in Wheeling responded to over 130 overdose calls last year. That's about 20 more than received in 2017. Overdose deaths doubled. The city decided to respond by enlisting the help of people who understand the trouble better than anyone else. Corey Nollinger reports.
This is going to sound weird, but being on the way to an overdose, having a good feeling about it, that sounds weird, but knowing that if that person, if this is their rock bottom, that I will be there and I'll get the opportunity to be involved with them to start their process if that's where they choose to go with it. It's a good feeling.
That's Will Wheeler, a recovery counselor from the Serenity Hills Recovery Center in Wheeling. He's part of a new program launched by Serenity Hills and the Wheeling Police Department that sends recovery counselors to the scene of overdoses to try to guide people into recovery. With a total of 132 overdoses in Wheeling last year alone, the police department decided to rethink how they respond to overdose calls. Wheeling Police Chief Sean Schwartzfeger explains.
You know, public safety professionals, i.e. police officers, firefighters, even to a degree nursing staff, doctors, hospital employees, are so busy that it's triage, take care of the problem, and then move on to the next one. And that's true. What we thought was a missing link was that, you know, once we go to the hospital, for example, with an overdose victim, they're treated, they're stabilized, and then they're just kind of left out there on their own. There's really nobody following up with them to try to help.
The police department first tried hiring a social worker to be on their staff, but couldn't find funding for the position. That's when Sharon Travis got involved. She's the executive director of a recovery center in the Northern Panhandle called Serenity Hills. Travis recently received a grant to fund traveling peer recovery coaches and reached out to the Wheeling Police Department to see if they wanted to get involved. Travis emphasizes that these counselors are called peers. That's because all of the counselors are in recovery themselves.
A lot of times these people have experienced the life circumstances they have. Nobody knows what you go through except the person themselves. And they don't want to hear it from somebody that hasn't been there, as much as some people try to help. These people know what it's like and how hard the struggle is, but they've made it to the other side, so they're that hope.
So far, about half of the people approached by these counselors have asked to be led through the recovery process. Some who have overdosed have been reluctant at first, but Austin Leitner, a peer recovery counselor, says sometimes they do come around.
Okay, so I was called out to a local hospital, and there was an older gentleman. He was not wanting to any help at all. So when he gave me this perception that he wasn't going to want help or anything like that, I sat and talked to him, had an icebreaker, explained to him fully who I was and what I did and in my past. Then I gave him my card, my number, and I didn't expect him to call me or anything like that, but he did. He called me the next day. You could tell when I was there that he wanted help. There's identifiers, and I don't even know if he knew he wanted help, but he did, and that's something that that I could help him navigate through himself.
Leitner stressed that getting out of addiction without having a positive example is challenging. While this program in Wheeling only started in January, it's already seeing success rates similar to those from longer-standing programs in the state of Rhode Island and the city of Huntington. And while a 50% success rate might or might not seem impressive, Schwarzfeger reminds us that there's more to this than just numbers.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's 40 or 50% that we didn't have at all, right, before. So, you know, if we save one life by anything we do, that's what it's all about.
For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Corey Nollinger in Wheeling.
If you or someone you know is suffering from substance abuse disorder and is wanting to get help, please call 1-844-HELP-4-WV or 1-844-435-7498. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. West Virginia Morning is produced with help from Caitlin Tan, Jessica Lilly, Kara Lofton, Liz McCormick, Dave Mistich, Brittany Patterson, and Roxy Todd. Our news director is Jesse Wright. Our producer is Glennis Board. I'm Xander Alloy.
Hey, it's Trey Kay, host of Us and Them. My job is to bring you thoughtful perspectives on divisive topics. You, supporting West Virginia Public Broadcasting, helps me present diverse opinions from many voices. If ideas of all kinds intrigue you, make a pledge to sustain and support WVPB. Go to wvpublic.org and click on the red donate button or call 1-800-RADIO-87.
The BBC is a global leader in breaking news. With correspondents all over the world, BBC News is unparalleled in its ability to bring you live reports, in-depth interviews and analysis. The BBC goes beyond politics and world events with coverage of business, health, science, arts, sports and personal stories. That's BBC World Service, overnights on West Virginia Public Broadcasting.
You're listening to Morning Edition here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. Mostly cloudy skies today with high temperatures in the 60s and 70s. Cloudy skies tonight, lows in the 40s and 50s. Cloudy and rainy tomorrow, highs in the 50s and 60s. This is West Virginia Public Broadcasting.